And we're going to be doing a little bit of interview with my little friend. I'm going to call her MP, not Member of Parliament. Ready for no. Oh, wait a minute. What mic do you have there? Mic 2? Let's do that. Okay, we're going to just play a song. We're going to break into it as we listen to this song.
All right.
From the new album called Wrong or Right. We'll be talking to her in a few minutes. Stay tuned to CJM Super Q 88.9. By Mireille Bruneau. Welcome to the Oldies Show. Welcome to our studios here.
Thank you.
We've been on the air before, but
yes,
in different studios.
That's right.
This is the first time you've visited our nice little area here.
Oh, it's very nice.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to welcome you back because, since our last meeting, you had a CD out with a three-song CD.
Yeah.
I have to be careful when I say that. The events that have led you up to this one is quite an interesting story. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Yes, well, I entered a contest that was put on by C'est quoi 104.5 at Sherbrooke. It was a contest that was taking place in May, June. You had to apply, and then I didn't hear anything from them for the whole summer, and I was like, okay, then I guess they didn't like what I was doing, whatever. And then halfway through August, I get a phone call saying, listen, we like what you do, so we'd like you to take part in this contest. And the big show was at the Granada, so it was called Pro Sign. And I was in the category singer-songwriter. And then I performed with France d'Amour's musicians that are...
Wow.
Yeah, unreal.
W-O-W.
Wow. C'est ça. And I ended up winning first prize. So, meaning $5,000.
And there was no Simon Cowell there, right?
There was what?
No Simon Cowell. No, from Idol, American Idol.
Oh, okay, no, sorry.
Okay, good.
No.
So how did they go about choosing? Did you have judges and
they had five judges. They had Larry O'Malley. He gave 15 hours of studio. Also, he was one of the judges
from here in Lenoxville.
Yeah. Okay. And also there was Marie Luce, I can't remember her last name. She had a big song on the radio this last summer. And other musicians that are from the region or around the region. So.
And this was French or English?
Yeah, it was
singer-songwriters.
Yeah, which is good because I've been trying to enter contests and it's harder in Quebec. Le Festival de la Chanson Granby, it's harder. It has to be French. So
yeah.
It's kind of nice to have that opportunity to do something in English. So.
And you won first place.
Well, oh, oui, monsieur.
I'm not going to be the first to congratulate you, but I want to certainly put my congratulationally 2 cents worth in.
Thank
Very
you.
Very congratulations to do that. Sherbrooke is a bicultural, but it's certainly more francophone than anglophone, of course. But to do that on the English side. Now, tell us a little bit about, for those of you who may not have heard the first interview, you actually were born in a county or a region called La Beauce.
La Beauce, oui, Saint-Prosper-de-Beauce.
Saint-Prosper, and which is primarily francophone.
Oh, yes.
And here you are, composing, lyricist, music en anglais.
Oui, en anglais.
How did that come about?
Well, I always liked the English language. I always liked languages to start with. So I remember I would always listen to music when I was a teenager and looking up words in the dictionary to try to figure out what they were in English because I didn't know. And I started traveling at a young age also, and then I came here to do my cégep at Champlain, which really pushed me to learn English, and then I continued with Bishop's. And
your English is very good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You have a very good pronunciation. I can't tell any Beauceron in there.
I lost my accent.
I come from Thetford, which is,
yes.
Not too far from there, and... obviously, I think you told me once that when you go back, you
oh yeah,
you get it back.
Oh yeah, after 2-3 days, like I'm back into il est hon.
Okay, enough of that. Now you said you love languages. You're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You teach. Teach French.
Yes, I do.
Music, of course.
Yes.
And Spanish.
Yes.
How did you pick up your Spanish?
I learned mostly here with Myrna McQuaid at Champlain for 2 years. Yeah, I took her 4 courses. She's an outstanding teacher. And my sister's also teaching in Spain right now. So she's trilingue.
Okay. Do you have any songs in French, or have you ever attempted writing a song en français? Or
ben, not yet. Like, see, the way my process for writing songs is, I write what comes to me, and right now it's not coming in French.
Okay, but so eventually, the creative juices are English.
Yeah, for now, yeah. But maybe one day, it will come in French, and I would like. I think so,
Do you pick a theme randomly, or is it like, you wake up one day and I got a headache, I'm going to write a sad song?
But it's funny because the way I write music is interesting. I write a lot of text, I just feel like writing. So I write about different situations, not necessarily about my life, but about other things I see. And other days I just pick up my guitar and fool around, find riffs. And then there's days that I put the two together. And there's a riff that stays with me for a couple of days, so I try to look for a text that would match. And sometimes the text doesn't match. I do copy paste. It's almost like a big collage.
Yeah,
musical collage.
A musical collage, I guess. Yeah, puzzle of sorts.
Yeah.
And well, Roy Orbison, his first hit, "Only the Lonely," was actually exactly that, because he was at the time of Elvis Presley and whatnot, 56, 57, 58, didn't go anywhere. until he wrote two different songs, and his mentor, his producer, said, put these two songs together.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out Only the Lonely, which was his first hit. So, you know, putting things together sometimes really...
Well, that's what they say. Like, they say a lot when you create something, you're always scared of going back and modifying it because you're so proud of what you created. But they say it's actually good to go back and try to, you know, like, how could you make it better? So, I'm trying not to be scared, like, modifying, maybe joining together different riffs. Or I like to explore.
So, let's get back to your number one win at Granada, and this gave you 15 hours of professional studio time here in Lennoxville.
Yeah,
and you found yourself some musicians, or they found you, or how did that come about?
Well, they're actually the same musicians that I have from my first CD with the three songs, the demo we did, and I asked them if they wanted to get on my boat for the second adventure, and they said yes, so I was able to...
Well, that's a plus.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You want to come again with me? Don't think so.
It's a good sign when they want to come back.
Yeah. Let's try it again one more time. And this time, really, you know, for a much more complete album, complete series of works. How long did it take you to, from the time you won... To actual first day in the studio for actually writing and composing the material?
Well, as far as writing goes, a lot of my songs were written already.
Okay.
So most of it was composed. I just had to finish up like maybe the bridge or
tidy up some of the bridges or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like just to kind of, you know,
the hooks.
Exactly. Or work everything out and make sure like you know where the solos were going and everything like that. And then once that was done by the end, by mid-September. So when I got back into the school year teaching, I was very busy at the beginning of the year trying to finish up my songs. Sang those to the musicians, so the musicians can kind of write up their own part to it. And then I found Larry O'Malley from Audio Bec, and he's a pretty busy man. His work is very, really good. And so I had to book. It's pretty busy, so we had to wait 3 months. So in the month of January, February, that's when we started recording.
So from September to February was the time it took to prep everything and get everything down.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of material to choose from, or did you have a specific amount of writing that you'd done?
But I had a lot of segments. Like as I was saying earlier, sometimes I'm just gonna have a verse. Sometimes I'm just gonna have a chorus, and sometimes a verse and a chorus. I just have to finish them up. So I did have a good selection, but there's already songs that I wanted to push. So I focused on those songs and tried to push those.
Did
songs.
You get anybody's input into the choice of the songs, or was this a left out?
Yeah, well, I like people's opinion, you know, and I asked my friends and. And, you know, it's just hard because you need, like, people who really know kind of what they're talking about in that area. So I kind of got a few friends, and then I just sent the songs to the guys, my musicians.
I mean, more or less your friends were like a target audience, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. That's how I see it because, I was needing help in the area of the structure, like how to structure songs. And obviously they could not help me in that matter. But as far as like, do you like this hook? Do you like how does it sound? Like they were good to.
Did you ever go to anybody whom maybe a third party who you would not know, who would be with whom there was no connection, to get an objective?
No.
Okay.
No, I was kind of pressed a bit in time at that moment, and so I just.
And the musicians, of course, liked what you sent them.
Yeah, I think so. So we met. We actually met in the month of November, end of November. We met one day to just put it all together. So in that one day, we put seven songs together and did a raw recording as a pre-production.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with all this, you teach?
Yes, I do.
And all the preps that means, and in the reform that we now have today.
Yes.
And how many hours sleep did you not get?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. Like one thing that was really hard for me was there's days that I had to finish those songs, and there's just like days that you try and you try and nothing comes. You know, and then it's almost frustrating.
Got to take a break.
Exactly. Like you have to let go and then hope that, you know, and the next day you'll be able to do it. And then you get days when you get like boom, 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 everything
Niagara
comes
Falls.
Down. Exactly. So I was kind of, like at the beginning of the school year where, you know, a lot of preparation is involved, I was in that crunch time. I had like 4 days to finish it all up. And I was like, I hit a day that I couldn't get anything. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, I need to get this done quickly. And it ended up working out as it always does. So.
Pressure of marking or the pressure of writing? Marking exams?
Not marking yet. It was like 2 weeks into the school. So
so which would you rather have? Pressure of marking or in school or the pressure of writing songs?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think I already know the answer. Okay, it's 5:47 right here on the Oldie Show on the CJM Super Q. We're talking to Marie Pruneau. We're going to hear a cut from her album. But before we actually get to the album, I'm going to tell you that we have a phone number you can call if you want to ask Marie a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 822-1838, 819-822-1838. And if you're phoning from outside our region, I better slow myself down because I'm going about a mile a minute. 800-822-1838. Phone lines are open. Give me a shout, and we're going to try to get your question on, we're going to be talking with her for a long time, I'm sure. So we're going to listen to a cut now from the album called On My Way. It's a beautiful album cover, photo taken by none other than...
Julia Barrowman.
Barrowman, who took it out in Eastman. Actually, I shouldn't have said that. We could put that in a record and say, where was this taken?
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful, beautiful album, and a really lovely, lovely, lovely front. I mean, this is great, you know, On My Way with the guitar on the back and going down a little walkway, you know, that's beautiful.
Fits with the title, eh?
If you ever want a good photographer as well. Okay, here's a little...
Yeah.
A little easy adverb for Julia. Okay, so tell us about this song called Graciously Uncertain.
Oh, Graciously Uncertain. It came pretty quickly. It's just mostly about when we have choices to make in life and when you're not too sure. So there's still a beauty in it of not having a life that's already written out for you. You know, you have choices to make. And so there's a beauty. That's where the graciously comes from, the beauty of not really knowing what to do. And
so like the future is unwritten.
Exactly.
Okay, let's have a listen to Marie Pruneau, 5:48 on the Oldies Show, Graciously Uncertain.
Sure, you've heard this many times, but I need to make up my mind. I wanna know if you're there. And if you are, could you tell me a shining light from up above?
But I need you now. I'm graciously uncertain.
Mireille while the song was playing that. And I've known Mireille for a couple of years, and I hear the voice and I look at Mireille and I say, it's not the same girl. Your voice, you seem to take on another personality when in your singing voice. Now, you were saying that that a lot of other people have said the same thing.
Yes, a lot of people have said that before, so it's a common comment. That
I must also comment on the fact that Mireille is a teacher, but she's often been mistaken for students.
It's true.
And probably it's a compliment, you know.
Oh, it is.
Definitely.
It's going to play for me.
Okay. As I said, this album, which is called On My Way, it's available here at the studio, CJMQ, and a little bit all over the place. Well, you know, do you want to tell us where this is available besides CJMQ?
Yeah, well, it's available at chez Archambault.
Okay,
in chez Archambault, Sherbrooke.
Sherbrooke, Carrefour, à l'entour du Carrefour. Là,
oui, à l'entour du Carrefour, and that's going to be available on June 16th, because June 16th is my...
We have to talk about that.
Yes, my CD release.
And you can also come here to the studios, 184 Queen in Lennoxville, and pick up a copy of it, and we'll be glad to sell you it, and give the profit. Actually, it all goes to Murray. We don't keep a cent here. It's for our Canadian artists, and we love doing that. Now, the album cover is beautiful, and I can only describe it in my very limited language. It's she's on a little boardwalk, walking throughout some beautiful wooded area, probably done in the fall. I would imagine, because the leaves are on the ground, of course, was done in the fall. And I see that the little wooded boardwalk goes on, and on. So it kind of makes me think of the next question. What's next?
Well, that's I'm we finished the CD. I'm doing a CD release on the 16th, and then after that, I'm probably gonna join forces with a friend of mine, who would be playing the role of my agent, trying to promote it mostly in Montreal. Okay. Try to get
airplay
airplay.
In addition, a publishing company, a record company.
Record labels.
Okay, let's choose it out of the hat. The first name that comes out of the hat. Here we go.
So the record label, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. Getting that and also getting more gigs in the area here and just in the province overall of Quebec.
Okay, let's talk about the 16th. Saint-Malo.
Saint-Malo.
Tell us where that is.
Well, it's a restaurant, Le Quartier Saint-Malo. Le pub Saint-Malo is the other side to Le Quartier. It's on Jean Cartier, close to the park.
Okay.
And we're hoping to play outside. It's a Tuesday night. And we're going to have the full band there for a whole evening of music and fun times.
And everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited. It's free entrance. So you just come in and enjoy the music with us. The CD will be on sale on site also.
Okay, that's at Saint-Malo on the 16th of June, which is about a week and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, CJMQ is going to be there.
That's great.
And we're going to be recording it until...
Oh, yeah?
At least, hopefully, I can get the recording equipment to work. My boss, David Teasdale, is going to show me how it works. It's a cute little thing. It looks like a razor, actually.
Okay.
So we're going to be recording a lot of it, and we'll have an on-air interview as well.
Okay? Oh, wow.
If we can get somebody in the studio, we'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll play it back again to talk to some of the people around, see what they think.
That's awesome.
And whatnot. And so we're going to do that on the 16th of June, so inviting everybody.
Yeah.
All friends and neighbors and future friends.
That's it.
to come and hear our own Mireille Pruneau. You know, it's very often when you hear about stars or you see stars on TV or wherever, you often wonder, I wonder what it would be like to have known this person before. Well, here's your chance to know Mireille before her star ends up in the Milky Way. Hey, there's a little poetic here.
That's very nice.
So, Mireille, we're going to listen to another cut from the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have to continue with our show. So tell us a little bit about... Oh, first of all, we haven't chosen one. So I'm going to dip into the hat and pick a song out. What do you want to play from here?
Let's try Little Girl. Let's try Little Girl.
Okay, now you have to tell me what track that is.
Oh, that's track number two.
Okay, we'll do track number two called Little Girl.
Yes.
Who does that remind you of?
It's a friend of mine. I wrote that for a friend of mine a few years ago.
Here we go, Little Girl, right here at 5:58 on the Super Q. Talking with Mireille Pruneau. from the album On My Way. Hope you enjoy. Don't forget the 16th of June at the St. Malo. We're going to officially launch this album.
Vine FM.
She's going to be launching an official launch of her album called All My Way on Tuesday the 16th at the Saint-Malo up there on Jacques Cartier Street. Everybody's invited. Great little songwriter, singer, and what an effervescent attitude and youth. And it's really a pleasure to have her on.